here to lead prayer. Start the last verse of our English in Luke chapter 15. Start with the verse 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Let's go to verse 13. And not many days after the younger son. Okay, maybe go back to the verse 11. Sorry. Back to verse 11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons. Verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. Verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and they wasted his possessions with prodigal living. We go to verse 17, my sister. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Story this. This is the story of the prodigal son. Jesu lana ukhuluma usebenzisa iparable. So in this chapter, Jesus was using what we call a metaphoric language. Othishela bayaya the metaphor, especially in abantu abafundisa Siswati, abafundisa bo literature. He used this a metaphoric language. Usebenzisa isifananiso ngqo. He is speaking about the heart of the Father, or the heart of God, how God feels about us. Now verse 10. Usupa nenjabulo nenhloko mezulwini. Ekuphenduka kwesoni sinye. In the very same chapter, he speaks of a man who had 100 sheep. Then out of the 100, one got lost. He says, this precious farmer, he put aside the 99 and he went out to look for the one that was lost. He moves on to also make his dominium fanegiso of a lost coin. He also took a step forward. That's where we read this morning. Where he is talking about the prodigal son. I'm here to lead prayer. This young man, he demanded his inheritance. He asked a portion that belonged to him after the father should have died. Hallelujah. They were made up to the feet, they were working. What fun has happened? Breaking a protocol. Inheritance is not something that you demand, but you can also demand. Inheritance. You cannot ask for your inheritance. You are given an inheritance. It is God who gives an inheritance. He gave Samson an inheritance. It was his hair. The day he messed up is the day he lost his inheritance. He messed up with Delilah. Yet he lost the glory, the virtues of the kingdom. Anointing. This young man, he demanded something that should be given freely by the Father. You don't initiate to have an inheritance. It is the Father that gives the inheritance. He broke the protocol. I want you to notice something. Then the father gave this younger son the inheritance. The Bible says, Colossians 4 verse 1. Colossians 4 verse 1. It's Paul who is writing. He says, now I say that the heir, or a successor, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave. There is a master and there is a slave. Those who are doing IT, or those who are about small business, it's all about butchers, you know, you understand that language. Hallelujah. Uba the master and slave. So slave is controlled by the master. Hallelujah. So a child is as good as a slave, because a child needs a parent. A master is a parent. Does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all. This younger son, he was entitled to have an inheritance. But he had not grown into maturity to have an inheritance. For that reason, he took inheritance and he spent it in wild living. He lost the inheritance. Not again that leave, but because he was still a child, not a son. He had not grown into maturity. Zikrumangani about the joy that is in heaven and prayed for our souls. What happened here? Hamid Bozan, he spent inheritance in white living. Then, verse 17. Verse 17, Luke chapter 15. The prophet Yakube, you see, he came to his senses. Then he says, how many of my father's servants have bread enough? They have enough and even to spare. Akube, as yet here I am, I perish due to hunger. What's with the thing below? So I spend all the inheritance that he had. My baby, that's better. And so, what's your son below? I'm just looking at the son below. Stand as a sanity. Stand as an understanding. Stand as a forgiveness. The Bible says, this younger son, he went home. The woman also made a prayer just because he had a very good relationship with the father. The father loved him so much. Oh, yes. The father cared for the family. Yes, yes. Then when he came back, the father saw him. Come over the power. As he goes and then he positioned himself to receive the son. The Mahamba. Still your own. Though he had broken the protocol, the sound, but because of love. In that year, you gaze in the Lord. Your blood is your blood. The man who never got out of the Vanaco Vanaco. And I will keep it in a Yako Boye Vanaco. That's what we are before God. We are the children of the Most High. We are born of God. Born of the imperishable seed.
Oh, yes.
See, Bazalon. Stay on your back. Remember, you're never born. I'm just telling you, I'm going to stand as a Bazalon. Stand as a forgiveness. Stand as a sanity. Because we must buoy ourselves in our senses. And remake our ways. And begin to do things the right way. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how God receives us. When we repent of our ways. As for Kuga, I think the death of the team, Kulungulu is willing and ready to receive us. May we all stand on our feet. May we all stand on our feet. Don't you do a more, you're a soul of the fire. Let's pray for the Spirit of the living God. Father, touch us, Lord, this morning. Father, transform us, change us. Make us, Lord, anew. We pray, Lord, for sanity. Make us, my God and my Father, your inheritance. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God Almighty, we pray that she of this. Uthi live black of us in Sawa Gossi. Abandon in Gossi, Abandon Mugede. Ngedin si tiyo gosi ki fumago. Ngedin si tiyo gosi, yes man, we must be number and live in black. Sada si sa gosi mo yogi ako. Si piti ta gosi ngedin 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 church. In the body of Christ, we break the backbone, my God, of division. Oh, suppose the grape on that goes. We judge, my God and my Father, the spirit of division and pride. No mindedness. When said to God, it's intention. We both shut up. May your word, my God and my Father, find a better. Our in the mighty name of our Jesus.